Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chet and Ballsy believe there are three kinds of people, those who can count and those who can't. Chet and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
What's going on, man?
What the hell happened to you? Did you get into a fight or something? You're like...
No, is he...
Car accident?
I don't know if I slept on it weird or what. We're at that age. I'm at that age now where I wake up and I'm just sore randomly.
Well, I pop like bubble wrap when I get up.
Yeah, and I got like, you know, it's like a muscle between my shoulders.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's sore. No, it is. Why? What would it be?
You have muscles. Anyway. Yeah,
you're damn right I got muscles. Tons of them.
Anyway.
You want to see them all?
No.
Want to see them in action?
No.
No, I bet you don't. I bet you don't.
You couldn't punch me right now because you can barely lift your hands.
It's like right in between my shoulders, but it's connected to my neck. Mm-hmm. So I can't turn.
Well, lucky for you, your wife can't keep her hands off you. So you just go home and say, "Rub my neck, dear," and she's like, "I'm on it."
That's true.
That's true.
Wolf News.
Can't even go to a mall and use a massage chair.
Yeah.
COVID.
I think I can. Can't I?
Are there any? I don't even think our. That's one thing our malls miss are massage chairs.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, is there some?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
I said malls, not Victoria Avenue.
Oh, sorry. her name wasn't Cher either, but...
It was Cher.
Cher, yeah. Areas of southern Saskatchewan could see as much as 10 centimeters of snow before the day is done. Special weather advisories are in place throughout central and southern portions of the province as a Colorado low settles in. And according to the highway hotline, roads are starting to see the effect of the snow-rain mix. As several highways around Regina are starting to see tricky conditions, startup. Expect Highway 11 between Regina and Saskatoon to get worse throughout the day. If you see bad conditions, let us know by calling or texting 936-WOLF when it is safe to do so. Snow removal bylaws are about to change as of January 1st. Residents will be required to remove snow from all walkways within 48 hours of snowfall or face a fine. And according to an Angus Reid online poll, Scott Moe's approval rating has dropped rather dramatically within the province. 43% of her respondents approved of his work right now, compared to 61% in June. Mo is now the country's fifth most popular premier.
A free rental car? Yep. Come to Craftsman Collision and drive away in a clean new rental car while your vehicle is being fixed. Craftsman Collision, 135 Albert Street. Conditions apply.
William Nylander scored the game winner. Leafs opened at home by downing the Habs 2-1. The Oilers built a 2-0 lead through 40, then held on to beat the Canucks 3-2 in the shootout. 18-year-old Mason McTavish became the youngest Duck to score a goal as Anaheim knocked off Winnipeg 4-1 in game one for both teams. How about Ovechkin? He lit the lamp twice. Cap smoked the Rangers 5-1. He's now passed Marcel Dion into fifth all-time goal scoring with 732, 162 back of Gretzky's all-time mark. Colorado doubled Chicago 4-2 in the other game. The Islanders and Ryan Pulock have agreed to an 8-year extension. How about this? Alphonso Davies scored a remarkable goal to open the floodgates midway through the second half. Canada roared to a 4-1 victory over Panama in the CONCACAF World Cup qualifying tournament. And NFL. Last year, the sponsors pressured the Washington football team to change their name. Now they're being pressured to force the team to release all of the 650,000 emails.
Yeah.
Not just the John Gruden one, so be interesting. Anyway, that's your Wolf Sports.
This is Wolf Weather.
Light snow mixed with rain, changing to just rain this morning. So I'm not sure if we're going to get the snowfall like other areas of the province are, but don't quote me on that, because who knows, all hell could break loose. And 4 for a high. -5 overnight tonight with, again, rain, although I'm not sure how it rains when it's -5, but hey... I don't know physics. And 11 with sunshine into tomorrow. Right now, 0 with light rain and snow here in the Queen City.
After being together for 10 years, Chad wondered to himself,
oh, did I make the right decision to stay with Ballsy for 10 years?
Chad, I can hear you.
What? How?
What? Ham! Such an ass.
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
One pet peeve that drives me, it ruins my day. It's a first world problem, probably you'd say, but not to me, because if you take these things off, my glasses, I can't see anything. Like, It's brutal, okay? What's just as bad is when you can't clean them. I tried today. Oh, yeah. Dude, I was trying to clean my glasses for, and I'm not kidding you, 15 minutes. I got the special like little hand towel or whatever. Sure. I've got the spray. Yeah. Still smeared. Still like the, it looks clean. It's deceiving. It looks clean, but you hold it up to the light and it's like, it's got that film kind of, right? And to get it off, it took forever. And so I finally get it clean, so it doesn't look like I'm looking through Saran wrap, okay? Uh-huh. And of course I walk outside, and winter conditions exist, and they're on my glasses, and my glasses are ruined. Now they're messed up again. So that's just, it's ruined my day. It's absolutely...
It's ruined your day?
It is ruined my day.
Wow.
Like, right now, it looks like I'm looking through Saran wrap, besides this bulletproof plexiglass I've got on my side of the board to stop me from spitting profusely on you.
Yeah.
But it drives me nuts. What minor pet peeve just sets you off? Because I'm mad now.
Back to the glasses thing. I'm an optional wearer.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I don't have to wear them.
Yeah, brag
some
more.
I see better when I wear them.
Yeah, brag some more.
But I don't... And since masks have become a thing, I don't wear glasses anymore because they always fog up on me. So I just decided not to wear them at all. It's a hard life, Ballsy.
And by the way, we are getting into mask fogging your glasses season because winter conditions exist. I didn't find it as bad there, but now I went from outside to inside the hot tub store yesterday and boom, glasses are fogged. Can't even look at the hot tubs.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the minor little pet peeves, I'm not going to lie, over the last 2 months or maybe longer than that, 3-4 months, I've had more important things happening in my life, which we will get to by Monday.
Yeah.
But I'm trying not to sweat the little tiny things anymore, other than the left lane drivers on Ring Road. You're sons of bitches, and you should go away. Other than them, actually, you know what? Them. That's worst.
Them. Yeah.
That's the worst thing in life is people, the slow drivers in the left lane on Ring Road. Back to hell.
Back to the glasses again. Okay. I rented a hot tub like I told you. You can't wear glasses in a hot tub.
Oh.
But if you take the glasses.
This is such a white city problem.
But if you take.
I can't wear my glasses in my hot tub.
I can. And you can't enjoy it. You can't see the. You might as well sit there by yourself because you can't see.
And the butler, he can't even hear my little bell because I'm outside and he's inside. Polishing my shoes.
Well, you're right about that because I can't see the bell because my glasses are off.
I tell you. And then my heated seats and my Escalade, they don't warm up immediately.
It's not an Escalade, it's a Mercedes.
The opinions expressed on the Chad and Ballsy Show are very much those of the participants and they take full credit. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
The snow's starting to fall, which actually got me thinking about snow brushes this morning. I was like, do I have my snow brush in the vehicle? I don't think I do, but this stuff, I mean, you don't really need a snow brush for this, because, you know, your wipers will work for this
stuff. Is it supposed to be nice on the weekend, too? So you don't really need to put it in there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But we're getting to that point, and I got to tell you, you got to get serious about a snow brush. Now, there are some rules. Don't get the cheapest snow brush you find. The cheapest one is no bueno, but you don't need the most expensive one either. There's just go to a store, like go to a Canadian Tire or whatever, walk in there and find the middle range one. That's the one to get because first off, don't get the really expensive one because you're going to lose it. It's going to get lost at some point. So don't get the $50 snow brush. But don't get the cheap one because it's going to break. You know how the ice is on our windshields?
Yeah, it doesn't scrape well.
Yeah, and you know which ones I'm talking about. Yeah. They're usually just brown.
Yeah.
They look like almost like they're made out of reused popsicle sticks.
Yeah.
And then they've got just the black plastic end on it that's kind of loose.
Yeah, it looks like it's an old ATM card almost.
Right, yeah. Don't get that one. That's a bad one.
Well, the last year, if you remember, I was driving my dad's vehicle because he couldn't drive. And do you remember? You even used my dad's snowbrush because my dad had the one that extends.
Oh, yeah. You get
those
the
ones that,
not only extends, but then the brush head, like, shifts.
Yes.
And, like, turns into, like, a broom almost.
You know where he got that? Like, you know where he got that? The novelty aisle when you walk into that certain big box store that gets you when you walk in.
Like Walmart?
No, Costco.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He walks in, and you know that?
I know which
you're
ones.
You're only going there for bread.
They're off to the right.
Yeah.
I know what you're
exactly. only going there for bread.
Items.
Yeah. That's where he got it.
It's where you find Bluetooth speakers that are like lamps.
Yeah.
And then like you'll find your 30 pack of Contigo mugs and all that stuff. Yeah, I know what you're
talking
about.
My dad, it's funny. The older you get, the smarter your parents get. So my dad, he used to bomb around in his little Sentra, and I'm like, Dad, when we got a lot of snow, what are you doing? Oh, I got these studded winter tires, man. They're unbelievable. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. No. And then I'm like, Dad, why are you spending that much on a brush? And he's like, I'm serious, man. And like I said, we use it last year. I'm like, oh, my dad knows what he's talking about.
I get it. But you're going to, like, okay, maybe he won't.
No.
But I do. Yeah. I lose my, every year I lose my snow brush. I have to buy a new one every single year. No, not a new one. I have to buy one for every vehicle, right?
Yeah.
So that's.
Do you have one? Or do you have to go get one? Like, did you lose last year's
one? No, I have to go get one.
You lost last year's
one. I know I have to go buy a new one. No, I don't even think I'll look for it. Like, I mean, I know it's there. Usually what I'll do is if I'm getting gas at a gas station or something, I'll be like, all right, well, I'm here. I might as well buy a snow brush and just make it my year.
That's a great Christmas stocking stuffer for your wife. Get her a
stocking stuffer.
Oh, sorry.
That's a main gift.
And you thought Bert and Ernie had a weird relationship. Chad and Ballsy. Weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Some good news for you guys, okay? A 45-year-old woman in Guyana got married earlier this year. It's in South America, right near Venezuela. Anyway, there's a video of her circulating now. Her adult son showed up to surprise her. It's going viral because she hadn't seen him in 3 years. He was a member of the U.S. military. So when the minister asked, hey, who gives this woman to be married? He yells from the back, I do. And so,
oh, wow.
Pretty good. It's kind of cool.
Nice.
87
too bad she ruined her life.
Yeah, that's right. Two more people being happy. 87-year-old woman in Italy recently called the cops and said she was lonely and hungry. So normally you'd get mad. Hey, it's don't waste our time.
Yeah.
Cops showed up at her house, sat with her, cooked her supper.
Really?
Yeah, that's a great story, but also...
How attractive was this lady?
She's 87.
Oh.
But here's... Maybe she was.
Maybe.
Raquel Welch, I don't know. But here's the thing, though. How boring... is life in Italy that cops have time to go cook a meal for a lady? Like, I don't know. Anyway, couple in Nelson, BC felt like people were starting to take healthcare workers for granted. So at the hospital that they live by, they bought $50 gift cards for all the healthcare workers. All 322 of them cost them $16,000.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
And people are wondering which celebrity Jeff Bezos will try to get the fly on his next penis rocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because William Shatner came back. Yeah. John Gruden says, if it's one way, I'm going.
Chad and Ballsy are great at multitasking. They can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at once. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
This might not come across as mature.
You think?
You may, if you're eating breakfast, may not love hearing this story, so I'll give you a second. Okay, so Zakk Wylde is Ozzy Osbourne's guitarist. He's also the frontman of Black Label Society and so much more. He's one of the world's greatest guitar players. You can't even argue that. Zakk Wylde's amazing. He was recording No More Tears, the No More Tears album in 1991 with Ozzy, and he's come out and told some stories about those recording sessions. He says Ozzy Osbourne's farts smelled so awful that people actually thought Ozzy had a health condition. This is his exact words now. He says the F word in here, so I gotta use it.
Yeah.
But he says, Ozzy had these stink bombs he just kept letting off. You could use them to clear buildings, not rooms. Ozzy would be there at the back and say, sorry, and we'd be gagging. Ozzy, what the F? They were worried he wouldn't be able to finish the record. Honestly, at first we thought he had a real problem. He dropped them everywhere. The studio, on flights. We even went to Las Vegas for a weekend and he dropped them in a casino. He would terrorize us with them. Every day, Ozzy would sit on this couch and watch World War II videos or whatever. So I took this enormous crap
in a bag and cut a tiny hole in the couch, sliding it in until it's properly hidden up in the back of the couch. This was his getting even. Meanwhile, Randy Castillo goes to take a poop in some Tupperware, which he then stores in the fridge for later. So this is the battle they had. So next time you hear no more tears, just know that this is the battle that's going on in studio.
Well, I can sympathize with Zach and Randy, because here's the thing. I work with the guy.
Yeah.
If you fart in a studio, there's nowhere for it to go. It'll sit there. So this couch was in the studio?
Yeah. This is what he said, too. This was Ozzy's reaction. Ozzy bellows down, "I was just trying to watch my World War II videos, thinking, what is that horrendous stench?" Yeah. So the life of rock and roll, it's just, and let's not forget the old Ozzy Osbourne Nikki Sixx story about when he snorted urine and ants off of a pool.
So they were concerned that Ozzy might have some health problems, and that was 30 years ago when he was 42.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Milli Vanilli. Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work, as only Chad lip syncs during the show. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Pick up a hobby if you're bored. Don't do these things, okay? A guy in Thailand needs new friends. He recently showed up at an ER with a bottle opener stuck around his junk. Uh-huh. He couldn't remove it himself because of the swelling, in a lot of pain, of course. Course, right. So they used a special device to cut the opener off. Now, when asked why he did that, he said his friend told him to because it would enhance his size. Once again, get new friends. If you're bored, maybe like do adult coloring books or something.
You just need to let things take care of themselves.
That's good. Yeah, doctor should say, "Listen, I'm dealing with COVID.
Yeah.
You're on your own, pal.
Yeah.
Go to Arnie's Garage. He'll cut it off for you."
There's this little place in Fort Capel.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And there's a TikTok trend that was circulating last holiday season, and it's back, okay?
Are people eating Tide Pods
No,
again?
Have you heard about scalp popping? Now, this is what happens. Basically, someone takes a chunk of your hair, twists it around their finger, and yanks. The point isn't to rip your hair out. It's to separate your scalp from your skull. There's a popping sound, and ignorant teenagers think it's great for some reason. But that sound is the soft tissue under your skin literally separating from your skull. Ugh. Doctors, of course, including Dr. TikTok, they're telling you not to do it because, well, it can cause bleeding under your scalp.
Remember when people were worried about lawn darts? Like, that was a thing. They were like, "Oh, we can't give people, don't give children these tools to harm themselves." The kids don't even need tools anymore to harm themselves.
Whatever happened to drinking and watching porn?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.